This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Dr. John LaCagnata became director of bands at UNCW 7 years ago. He has played an important role directing university ensembles and the UNCW Pep Band, and he's also made an impact on the wider community as the conductor of the New Horizons Band and the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. This Sunday's concert with the Wilmington Symphonic Winds is thematically focused on the ocean, but LaCagnata hopes to attract veterans for Memorial Day weekend.
The Wilmington Symphonic Winds was fortunate to receive a grant from the Landfall Foundation to make our concerts more accessible for our community. Our last concert, we targeted mostly youth and youth musicians, and it was a great thing for us to provide for them. We had over 700 people at our last concert. We were very excited about having those folks with us. This upcoming concert, because it's so close to Memorial Day, our target group are veterans. And so we're offering vouchers to veterans, and we're going to conclude the concert with a salute to our veterans to honor them, entitled Armed Forces Salute.
Sunday's concert is called From the Sea, and LaCagnata says there is a good deal of oceanic imagery created through the music.
What better place to present a concert from the sea than here in Wilmington? All the music somehow is related to or comes to us from the sea. We're starting with a wonderful Sousa march called Hands Across the Sea. And then we're moving on to a William Schumann piece entitled George Washington Bridge, which is one of his New England triptych pieces. It's a group of three, and we're performing this one, which is wonderful. The next thing is Ralph Vaughan Williams' Sea Songs, which is a collection of English folk songs, a wonderful setting by Vaughan Williams. And then our biggie for the concert is by Francis Macbeth, entitled Of Sailors and Whales, which comes to us from Melville's Moby Dick. And it's a five-movement work. It talks a little bit about the characters from Moby Dick and gives the band a lot of opportunities, including the opportunity to sing. We actually sing a little chorale that Father Maple, who is the clergy on board, uses when things don't look very good for his ship. We're going to follow that up with Sailing with Tall Ships by Philip Spark, a newer piece. And then from one of our real hot composers for wind bands, John Mackey, we're doing a piece called Undertow. Very exciting, very contemporary sounding for the Wilmington Symphonic Winds, and just a lot of fun.
And of course, the concert ends with the Armed Forces Salute. I've saved the bad news for last in this story. Sunday's concert will be Dr. LaCagnata's final concert, not just with the Wilmington Symphonic Winds, but in Wilmington. He's headed to South Dakota.
I'll be moving this summer. I took a position at the University of South Dakota as their director of bands. And this will be a bittersweet concert for me because I'm looking forward to sharing the stage with the Wilmington Symphonic Winds members, but also with it being my last. It'll be tough to get through, but I'm looking forward to it.
What will you miss most about Wilmington?
It's the people. You know, I've moved all over the country. I've taught at a lot of different universities, and it's always the people that I remember. It's the people that I miss. I know that I'll stay in touch with my friends and my colleagues here in Wilmington.
That was Dr. John LaCagnata conducting the Wilmington Symphonic Winds From the Sea concert this Sunday, May 21st at Keenan Auditorium at 4:30. Find details at whqr.org.